Field and seed bill here.
That's really good. And did he go to Bethel to church?
Yeah, he went to Bethel to church today. He was put away down there. Oh, his funeral was preached in the church. But he's buried over on Memory Hill on the Hartford Highway.
What about the people he worked with? Did you know the people he worked with?
No, he just worked with any good man that wanted him to do work and do it right. But this lot got big. It's all different in their contracting now than they were back there then.
Yeah, what's that? How'd it change?
Well, they want so much out of this and so much out of that when they don't even know what they're wanting to. And they're charging their life what they need to be at work for doing instead of getting down at what they want to do.
And do you know where was he born?
He was born down yonder, close to Graceville, Holmes County.
And do you know where his parents are from?
They were from, he was born in Houston County, but they lived in Holmes County.
In Holmes County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is that?
That's down yonder in Graceville, down around Graceville. That's Florida, you know. Graceville, Florida.
Right over the line.
Uh-huh, right over the line of Florida.
And so he lived there for a
while. Till he went to service and come back. And then he moved back up here and moved it to dairy. And
to the dairy?
That's on our coast, ain't it?
What's it like?
Just for his cows, milking cows and feeding cows, but he was doing their carpeting work there.
How did y'all meet?
Well, I was at my brother's, keeping his young ones for her to teach school.
And
he lived just up down Jesse Foster's place.
So
he'd come down there, he'd go to church, we'd all go to church at Bethel, and he'd meet. That's the way we met.
Tell me about meeting.
Oh, well, he'd just come along with the rest. I'd be with a group of girls, and they'd be a group of boys. We'd all get along together and walk and go to the house and come back. That's the way we were. We weren't no buggies nor no cars much. And if we was going to a thing, now we went on a buggy. We'd all be maybe a buggy or a wagon. We'd get a wagon load. Whatever group, if there was five or six with us or seven, why, that's what we do.
And so you take a wagon load.
Oh, yeah, a wagon load.
Well, did he have a horse or something?
No, he had one, but one he is a farming on hands with Mr. Foster. He could use a wagon or a mule, anything, with if he was wanting to go to church anyway. He was that kind of man. He was just a good man.
Yeah. Do you know where his parents came from?
Who? That's
your husband's parents.
No, I sure don't. But his daddy had no brothers, and he was in the old Confederate War. Yeah, I know you hear talking. Well, his daddy got killed and hit, and he was the only child.
And so, where do you think he lived before that?
I can't even place it. It's somewhere, but wherever, back up north somewhere. But I don't know where that was at.
Tell me about some of the things around here, like the creeks and the things around here, and where you used to live. What are some of them?
Well, back there then, creeks would overflow. I've seen the creek from where I was raised and always lived. There's a highway going through it. But the water went up that hill when it go up it to over the bridge, and you couldn't cross it till it went down.
And where what was the name of it?
Big Creek.
And it-